Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav dedicates 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains, to Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stresses the need to integrate automated response systems to address multidimensional security threats. Over 9 lakh health camps under Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar organised across the country, says Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda. IMD issues red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. And at least 11 people killed and 17 missing as Typhoon Bualoi wreaks havoc in Vietnam, hundreds of flights cancelled. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary today dedicated 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains, to Bihar. The 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains will connect Muzaffarpur to Charlapalli, Darbhanga to Madar Junction and Chapra to Anand Vihar Terminal. The Railway Minister joined the event through video conferencing from New Delhi, while Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary flagged off the trains from Patna Junction. Also, 4 new passenger trains connect key towns, including Nawada, Islampur, Buxar and Jhajha. With the launch of the 3 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, the state's connectivity will further improve, which marks an important step towards realizing the vision of developed India through a developed Bihar. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said earlier there was a budget of 1,000 crore rupees only, which has now reached 10,000 crore rupees.
Lakh crore rupee ke projects
worth rupees 1 lakh crore are going on in Bihar, which will benefit the country and all the citizens of Bihar. Electrification of railways has been achieved at 100% and 1,899 km of new tracks have been laid.
899 km naye track bichhaye.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for real-time preparedness to meet both internal and external security challenges, addressing the India Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh said the defence forces must remain ready to respond to address multidimensional security threats. He highlighted that challenges in today's time are more dynamic rather than static, emphasizing the need to integrate automated response systems. Underlining that maritime security remains a significant challenge, Mr. Singh said, India's coastal boundary is huge and the danger is also equally huge. He further highlighted that with the advancement of technologies, especially drones and surveillance, maritime security has been enhanced. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the New Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg today. The inauguration coincides with the Navratri celebrations. Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sachdeva said the new office is not just a workplace but a centre of values where the culture and spirit of the party are nurtured among workers. He called the inauguration a historic moment in the party's journey in Delhi. During the inauguration ceremony, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs and councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will also be present.
For the world's largest party to have the organization's office built in the national capital is historic in itself, and it is also boosting the morale of thousands and lakhs of workers. So I give best wishes to all the workers of the Bharatiya Janata Party that their dream has come true. Today this office has been completed and it will be inaugurated by the auspicious hands of the Honorable Prime Minister.
The milk production in the country has risen by over 63% from 146 million tonnes to over 239 million tonnes in the last 10 years. India continues to hold the first position in global milk production and contributes nearly a quarter of the world's supply. The Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying said currently dairy is contributing 5% to the national economy and directly employing more than 8 crore farmers. The per capita supply has gone up by 48%, with more than 471 grams per person a day in 2023-24. This is far above the world average of around 322 grams per person a day. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government's railway reforms are modernizing India's lifeline, delivering world-class travel, enhanced safety and seamless connectivity for every citizen.
India's railway reforms in the last decade have ignited a revolution on tracks, transforming the nation's lifeline into a powerhouse of progress. Under the Modi government, Indian railways have been transformed to provide more comfortable, safer and world-class travel experience to passengers. From Kashmir to Kanyakumari, the Indian Railways is weaving a seamless thread of connectivity, kicking off the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail line in Kashmir Valley recently. PM Modi said,
आज वादी कश्मीर भारत के रेल नेटवर्क से जुड़ गई। माँ भारती का वर्णन करते हुए हम श्रद्धा भाव से कहते आए हैं कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है.
The government also introduced Amrit Bharat Train and Namo Bharat Rapid Rail to make the journey safe and comfortable. During next 2 to 3 years, 200 new Vande Bharat trains, 100 Amrit Bharat trains, 50 Namo Bharat Rapid Rail and 17,500 general non-AC coaches are planned to revolutionize travel experience for masses. Shashika Tripathi, a traveler on the newly launched Amrit Bharat Express between Gaya and New Delhi, appreciated the comfort and modern amenities in the train.
After boarding from Gaya, overall it was a very good experience. The train was very clean and the facilities are also very good.
More than 1,300 stations are being redeveloped under Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Ensuring world-class facilities, Indian Railways has also introduced Kavach, a state-of-the-art automatic train protection system to provide an unyielding layer of protection, ensuring the highest safety standards for train operations. Looking into the future, a national rail plan has been prepared to create a future-ready railway system by 2030, focused on delivering a cheaper, safer and reliable mode of transport to the common man.
GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on the healthcare sector. A report.
The government has made significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector to ease the financial burden on the common man. Under GST 2.0, the government has waived off taxes on 36 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer and severe chronic diseases. GST on essential medicines and medical equipments like gauze, bandages, diagnostic kits, glucometers and thermometers have been reduced from 12% to 5%. Along with that, the GST rates on health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18%, have now been made completely tax-free. This will make premiums cheaper and encourage more families to buy insurance. Talking to the media, a doctor from Prayagraj, Monica, said that these reduced GST rates are a milestone that will ease the tax burden on the common man. The GST rationalization in healthcare sector has brought down treatment costs for patients and will benefit people, especially from the middle class and lower middle class. With some Sharan, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program Market Mantra at 6:30 p.m. today, we will be taking questions relating to next-gen GST reforms, which have come into effect recently. To answer your questions, we would be joined by officials from the Finance Ministry and an economic analyst. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444, 6:30 p.m. onwards today. Alternately, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today stated that under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar campaign, more than 9 lakh health camps have been organised across the country so far. Speaking at a health conclave organised by a private news channel in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda mentioned that over 3.6 crore people have already been screened and the number is expected to surpass 4 crore by 2nd October.
2014, we had 387 medical colleges. Today, we have got 808 medical colleges that we have to undertake. At that point of time, we had only 31,000 medical undergraduate seats. Now, it is 1,23,000 medical seats. Postgraduate, there were only 30,000 medical seats. Aaj 76,000 postgraduate medical seats.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red color warning for heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. The Weather Department has also issued an orange color warning for heavy rainfall today over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra, parts of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also expected to receive light to moderate rainfall in the coming 2 to 3 days. Typhoon Bua Loy has caused severe damage in Vietnam, killing 11 people, leaving 17 missing and 33 injured. According to Weather Agency of Vietnam, Bua Loy had moved along the country's northern central coastline before making landfall early this morning, causing waves as high as 8 metres. The government had evacuated more than 28,500 people, while hundreds of flights were cancelled or delayed as 4 airports in central provinces were closed. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win their 9th Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai, UAE, with Tilak Varma taking them on with an unbeaten innings that proved decisive in the tournament's dramatic conclusion. However, confusion marred the post-match ceremonies as Mohsin Naqvi, serving both as ACC President and Pakistan's Interior Minister, stood awkwardly on stage while the Indian team declined to join the presentation. In the post-match press conference, Indian captain Surya Kumar Yadav described it as an extraordinary situation where a champion team is denied to get a trophy despite their hard-earned tournament victory, calling it something he had never witnessed in his cricket career.
This is one thing which I have never seen since I started playing cricket, since I started following cricket, that a champion team is denied to get a trophy. It was a hard-earned tournament. We were here since 4th, played a game, 2 back-to-back good games in 2 days. I feel we deserved it. My trophies are sitting in my dressing room, all the 14 guys with me, all the support staff. Those are the real trophies who I have been big fan of throughout this journey.
Meanwhile, BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia has condemned the controversial post-match incident at the Asia Cup 2025 final, calling it unfortunate. He confirmed that a formal protest will be lodged at the ICC conference in Dubai in November this year. The incident took place when Pakistan Cricket Board Chairman and Asian Cricket Council President Mohsin Naqvi reportedly walked away with the winner's trophy immediately after India's 5-wicket win over Pakistan. It left the stage empty and fans stunned. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav dedicates 7 trains, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains, to Bihar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stresses the need to integrate automated response systems to address multidimensional security threats. Over 9 lakh health camps under Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar organised across the country, says Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda. IMD issues red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. And at least 11 people killed and 17 missing as Typhoon Bua Loy wreaks havoc in Vietnam. Hundreds of flights cancelled. And with that, we end the midday news.